The position of organization on the arrest is one, it was arbitrarily done. We're also talking about arrests that were done a night or morning to a constitutional convention that had been organized by the opposition party, meaning that we are seeing this as a political arrest, intimidation and harassment of leaders. And so we are saying as well is that if the 12 have done any offense under the law, then they should actually be charged in court with a recognizable offense.
The police are saying that they were arrested for unauthorized assembly, although the opposition party says they organized the convention for an internal party discussion, which does not necessarily mean that they have to inform the police. How do you address that?
That is an interesting presentation by the police, because one, I've just mentioned that the 12 were arrested while they were sleeping in their hotel rooms at 2:30 a.m. in the morning. One, how is that an illegal assembly? And also, if it is a preemptive arrest, then it should be a preemptive arrest for, a criminal act. Now, there are no laws regarding such kind of assemblies or laws that prohibit such kind of internal party assemblies. What we have was a ban by President Magufuli. So whatever force they are using in terms of reason to arrest these people is not pegged in law.
Some people are saying they are disappointed with the arrest of the opposition leaders because they expected the political space to be opened, particularly when the president replied to the opposition party's letter for meeting to address concerns that they have due to what they said, the narrowing of the political space during the former president Magufuli's time. Do you think those criticisms are justified?
Those criticisms are totally justified because everyone expected some level of tolerance and especially political tolerance. You know, that olive leaf that we saw from President Suluhu really, got people not just in Tanzania but in the region, it gave them optimism that, things are changing in Tanzania. And so with this arrest, I would say that it is really disappointing that we are returning to those ages whereby a political leader would be arrested 12 hours later or more. You would not know where they are, and the reasons for the arrest would actually be flimsy. We are seeing some form of discriminatory practice, because if you went to Mwanza and saw, how people are living and conducting themselves, and then you hear a top political leader has been arrested because of flouting COVID-19 rules, then you would know that there was some form of selective application of this law to target this individual. So it is true that people are really questioning and disappointed that this is happening at this time.